welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, how are ya? It's Dr. Dave, Mr. Vegan, and this is episode 133 of the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is actually the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. You know, I think it's been a few episodes since I've said that. I've been so excited opening my last few shows that I think I forgot to actually say stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. But you know that anyway. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. I appreciate you. If you're a new listener, thanks so much for being with me. I do have to tell you, in the very first time in 133 episodes, I've got to give you a warning at the very beginning of this. There's a very good chance. Now, again, I don't have everything scripted out, but I know basically what I'm going to talk about. And the warning is, there is a very good chance this is going to be explicit. So, if language offends you, or if you're in your car listening to this over your speaker system, or somewhere where your kids are, or somewhere you don't want to hear certain words, I'm giving you the warning right now. This may likely, most likely, will become explicit because, oh my God, I've got something to share with you. And there will be some language involved. So again, this is the warning right now to turn it off if either it will offend you or if you're with children. And this is the last warning I'm giving you. So let's get right into it. But remember, I have warned you, okay? Now, this is day three of my hippie road trip. I was in Santa Fe yesterday, and I've got to tell you something. Santa Fe, what a great town. I'm going to get back there with Yoko and spend more time in Santa Fe. Yesterday, it was the first time ever in Santa Fe. I've just never been there. I've driven through New Mexico. I actually drove through years ago when I was helping my son Evan relocate to California. We drove through New Mexico, through Albuquerque, but I've never been to Santa Fe. It's cool, and it's definitely a place that's going to be worth revisiting, especially when I'm with Yoko and I might have more time. My hippie road trip is basically 5 days. I'm going from Phoenix to Little Rock, Arkansas, in between two speaking gigs. I do have a time constraint, and I just don't have time to stop at any one place and do a whole lot. And I would have loved to have done some hiking in Santa Fe. There's good hiking in and around Santa Fe area. But unfortunately, because of time, I was not able to do that. And let me tell you something. People ask me why I'm calling this the hippie road trip. Well, it's just simply because these 5 days are all mine. And other than I've got to be at a certain place on Friday morning when I get on stage and speak, I just don't have any time constraints. I don't have any destinations. I have no reservations. Oh, we are leaving. Hold on. This is a ceremony right now. You're with me. I'm leaving New Mexico, entering Texas and Central time zone. So I just thought about this. I just lost another hour. Ooh, there it just went out the window. Another hour gone because I've entered Texas. So I thought I was going to be at my destination at a certain time, but now it just jumps up and it's an hour later than I thought. But it's, you know something? It's okay because I have nowhere to be. So here's what I've been doing. I've been going on at last minute, the afternoon of, I'm going on hotels.com and finding a last minute deal. And it's been just working out incredibly well. There are deals to be had. And if you don't know exactly where you're going to be, and if it doesn't matter, I'm finding out. Even the afternoon of the evening, I'm going to be getting a hotel room. I just go on hotels.com, wham, I got a bargain. I've got a suite hotel tonight, meaning that's a suite for I think $69 plus tax. I mean, come on now. This is incredible. I'm loving it. But anyway, enough about my trip. You want to hear some good information. So I want to share a few things with you that are really important today. Number one, I think I alluded to this a couple episodes ago, but I've been having a little bit of trouble with my sleep lately, and I've never I mean, I've just never had a sleep problem. And it seems like now, here's what happens. I get up sometimes, for example, 2 in the morning. Let's just say, use that as an example, 2 or maybe 3 in the morning. I'll get up to go to the bathroom. And then when I get back to bed, I can't fall asleep so easily. So in other words, I slept really well up until that time. I pretty much fall asleep almost as soon as my head hits the pillow. But then when I wake up to go to the bathroom, I get back and I can't fall asleep. And it's been bothering me for a little while, for at least a few weeks now. And I told you a couple weeks ago, I got a Fitbit, which I love, and it tracks my sleep pattern, and I'm learning a lot about my sleep. But the other day, it was day 1 of my hippie road trip, that first night, same thing happened. I woke up, couldn't fall back to sleep, and I'm tossing and turning. And I went online. I just was very curious. I went online to find out why sometimes people wake up in the middle of the night and they can't fall back to sleep. And what I found was very interesting, actually. What I found, and again, I'm not saying this is definitely the case, but I read several articles that said a lot of times it has to do with low blood sugar and not enough protein, which I get my blood tested every year. I have a physical every year. I've never had a problem with anything. But it said what you might want to try is, if that happens to you, eat a little bit of some nuts or some nut butter. It said you can also eat some meat, but of course I'm Mr. Vegan, and Mr. Vegan doesn't eat no meat. But so I happened to travel with some almond butter or peanut butter or whatever I had with me in my room and a handful of nuts. And I took a big spoonful of almond butter and I ate some pistachio nuts, and then I laid back down in bed. And let me tell you something, sure enough, I fell asleep. And I slept really well. So again, I don't know if that's the problem. And it happened again last night. I tried it again last night and I did fall asleep again. But this is really weird. You know, I believe I get plenty of protein. Now, of course, I'm not getting my protein from animals, but I've been Mr. Vegan for 2 years now. And this has just kind of started happening. And I do take some supplements. I take B12, I take D3, and I take some fatty acids, but it's really weird. I just don't think I'm protein deficient. But anyway, the nuts and the nut butter in the middle of the night did seem to help. But I'm going to be looking into this further, and I will report back to you as soon as I have some more information. But I thought that was pretty interesting because, you know, one of the famous lines that people ask vegans or vegans is, where do you get your protein? And it's been kind of a joke all these years. You know, I get my protein from plants, but you know, I'm not going to eat animals. I just won't do that. And I do not believe I'm protein deficient, but it was just interesting that I'm going to check it out because I do have a physical coming up in a couple months. In August, I've got a physical, complete physical at the Cooper Clinic, and I'll have them do some tests and we'll see what's going on. We'll see. But I thought that was interesting. I wanted to bring that up to you. And speaking of the Fitbit and sleeping, I love my Fitbit Blaze. I'm going into, like, I think it's probably week 2 I'm getting into this thing. I'm going to recommend something, but I'm still researching and trying this out. So within another week or two, I'm going to be recommending or not recommending the one I'm wearing, and there are other models of Fitbits. So don't go out and buy a Fitbit yet if you don't have one. I'm doing some extensive testing with mine. I'm researching others, and I will let you know what I think the best Fitbit is for you. But as I said a couple episodes ago, I love it. It's tracking my steps per day. It's tracking if I walk upstairs. It's tracking my sleep, pulse rate, heart rate. Well, that's the same thing, pulse rate, heart rate, calories. I love it, but hang in there. Give me another week or two. I will actually, not only will I recommend one or two that I think will be good for you, but I'm going to put a link on my website so you just click right to it and it'll make it really, really easy for you. So hang in there. I love it. Now, let's see what's next on the list. I did a Periscope broadcast yesterday while I was trucking on in from, where was I going yesterday? From Flagstaff to Santa Fe. I had a lot of time on my hands. That was the longest driving day I will have in the 5 days. So I did a Periscope broadcast, and we were getting into some really, really interesting topics, and I had a great audience. I had like 120 some people were watching me, and then I also had a lot of replay viewers as well. And somebody asked me during the broadcast how I can stay how can I have such a positive attitude about life? And how can I stay so positive? How can I stay so motivated? And I had an answer for them, and I want to share this with you today because I thought it was a great answer, and I think it's going to really help a lot of people, including you. And it's something I discovered over the last maybe couple years, but I've been more in tune to it over the last several months even. And so when somebody asks me, hey, Dave, how can you stay so positive? How can you be so, in such a good mood? And look, as you know, I'm human and I get in bad moods. I mean, I never get in really bad moods. I'm not like moody, but sometimes you wake up and you just think it's not your day, but you probably would never notice because it's certainly not extreme at all. But for the most part, I'm definitely really positive and just, I like to make the most out of every day. So my answer to the person when they said, how can you remain so positive, especially with all the people around you that maybe are not so positive and people around you that are downright negative or don't like you or whatever it may be. And that wasn't pointing fingers at me, I think they were using this as an example for them. Like, how can you remain so positive? And my answer was this. My answer was, I learned how to get the motherfuckers out of my life. There we go. I said it. Maybe the first time in 133 episodes of the David Matter Lifestyle Show, I used that word. But let me repeat it because it bears repeating. I learned how to get the motherfuckers out of my life. And when I say motherfuckers, I'm talking about the people that just drain your fucking energy out of your system. Either they're negative. Now, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying they're bad, but maybe they just don't mesh with you or your lifestyle, or they're pessimistic or something like that. I get those motherfuckers out of my life. Or actually, maybe they even weed themselves out because they're not for me and I'm not for them. And again, that doesn't mean they're bad, but it just means that we don't mesh and that we, our values or the way we choose to live our lives and the things we do are different, perhaps very different. So I've learned that when it's almost like, I've got an expression I sometimes use, I just Photoshop them out of my life. And I don't wish any harm on anybody at all, but I just don't want to, here's the deal. I don't want to associate with people that are not in alignment with like what I like to do and what I believe in. Why should I be? Why should I try to spend my life? And of course, I try to inspire, I try to motivate people, and I lead by example. Of course, being Mr. Vegan, I talk about a plant-based diet, but I certainly don't try to force anybody to living plant-based. I talk about how good it is and how it's helped me, but as I said many times, if you don't want to do it, that doesn't mean you're a bad person, and that does not mean I want to not associate with you. That's not it. But the people that like want to go against me, the people that say, Dave, you're full of shit and you don't know what you're talking about and all you talk about is being a vegan and those kind of people, I really don't want to have anything to do with because they bring me down. They try to bring me down. They won't bring me down, but they try and they're very negative and they make fun of you and they say, who knows what they say behind your back. But people like that, I just don't need them in my life. So I've learned how to get rid of them. And I'll say it again. If you have people, and I'm sure you do because everybody does, and it may be a family member. It could be a spouse. I hope not. It could be a spouse, but it could be a coworker. It could be just people that maybe you used to be friends with and they're just bringing you down. So I'm going to say it again. Write this down. Keep it in your brain. Get the motherfuckers out of your life. And when you're able to do this, when you're able to actually weed out those people that bring you down, your life will be so much better and you'll get to live kind of like I'm living. And I really think that, yeah, when somebody asks me, hey, Dave, how can you remain so positive every day? That's my reason, because I truly try to stay and hang out with people like you that are listening to me. That you might not be taking all my advice, and that's okay. But if you're listening to me, and that means you're entertaining you, or you're trying to get some advice out of this, or learn something, or all of the above. But here's the deal: many people have listened to my podcast in the past, and they probably said to themselves, Yeah, that guy's full of shit. Who does he think he is? And you know something? They never listened again. And that's okay with me because I'm not for them. I cannot be for everybody. I don't try to be for everybody. I don't try to please everybody. I don't try to make everybody happy because guess what? It's flipping impossible. And when you have that mindset, when you realize that, hey, I can't please everybody. I cannot be everybody's friend. Not everybody's going to be aligned with me, and not everybody's going to like my lifestyle. Not everybody's going to agree with me. And when you have that attitude, when you realize that, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something. Your life totally will change. And I just, so yesterday I started this term, and I didn't invent the term. I didn't invent the term motherfucker. But I got to admit, when I said it, it's almost like something was lifted from my shoulder, and you know, a big weight was lifted. Even when, just saying it, just saying to somebody, you got to get the motherfuckers out of your life. So why don't you practice that now? If you're with your kids now, or with in your public situation, you probably don't want to yell that. But yesterday on Periscope, I was literally yelling. I was screaming. And I said, "Look, you got to get the motherfuckers out of your life," and it felt good to scream that. It felt fantastic. And when I did, you know, I think I taught some other people. I think I helped a lot of people. And I apologized on Periscope for using language like that. And you know something? You know what the reaction was? People came back on and said, they said, "Hey, that's totally fine." And I said, "Yeah, you get it. You totally get it because I'm being myself. If I tried to censor myself, if I tried to pretend to be somebody that I'm not, look, I owe you the very best. I take my podcast, the David Matto Lifestyle Show, I take my Periscope broadcast, I take them very seriously. Now, that does not mean I don't joke around. That does not mean I try to make it fun. But when I say I take it seriously, I mean I want to give you the best, and I want to give you the true me. And if I try to censor myself or try to pretend to, you know, pussyfoot around and be this really innocuous person that everybody loves and really nobody loves, because when you try to please everybody, you please nobody. And that's not who I am. And I've learned more lately that, you know something, I'm going to be totally myself. And yeah, I might get some people angry. I might get some people upset with me, and I might lose some listeners. I might lose some viewers on Periscope. But you know something? Since I decided to be totally me, I just feel so much more at peace. I don't have to worry about pleasing anybody because I please the people that like me, that are aligned with me, and the ones that are not, the ones that don't like what I have to say, they go away and they find another podcast, and that's okay. It's all right. And I urge you to please try to live this lifestyle. And that does not mean you have to walk around saying motherfucker all the time. I certainly don't. I don't walk around in public saying that. I mean, you know, I don't use bad language a lot, but when I feel like I need to use it, I will use it, and I'm not going to hold back just because I feel it's not proper. You can't do that. I'm not going to hold back for that reason. And if I alienate a few people along the way, it's okay. That means they didn't want to see the real me. That's all it means. So, wow, I feel so good talking about this. I just do. I feel great. I feel great that you're still with me, because that means I'm resonating in some way with you, because I'm telling you something. I know you, and you've got at least one motherfucker that's getting you down. I know it for sure. Am I right? And you've probably got more. So here's my advice. My advice is to ease them away from you and just withdraw. And if it's a family member, you still love them. You still see them maybe during the holidays, but you just don't spend as much time as you're doing now with them, because you're not going to be able to help them as much as you want to. You just can't. You can't do it. So as soon as you, and when I, so when I say, okay, so when I say get the motherfuckers out of your life, that doesn't mean you stop talking to a family member. I don't want you to do that. But guess what? Anyway, it's time to close the show down, because I've said everything I want to say. I've pretty much given you all the advice that I think you need for right now to really change your life. I really have. And, you know, I've talked to you about sleep. I've talked to you about maybe protein. I've talked to you about the Fitbit a little bit. And most importantly on this show, I've taught you to get the motherfuckers out of your life. I know you're going to do it. Tell me how it goes. Until next time, I am Dr. Dave. Mr. Vegan, see ya.
thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.